Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All right, I am very, very, very pleased to have a guest lined up for you today that Christina, actually, in our office, who's our creative director, found this guest and then referred it to Beth, and Beth contacted her, and she's agreed to be on the program. Kathleen Real, PhD, Certified Financial Planner, and she has written the book. Oh, I'm so enthused about this. Moving Forward on Your Own, a Financial Guidebook for Widows. And a lot of the work I do with couples, I end up doing a lot of work we do as a firm with widows and widowers, but especially widows. So I am so excited to have Kathleen on the program. The website for more information, Kathleen Real, R-E-H-L, KathleenReal.com. And Kathleen has done a lot of work in the financial planning field herself, 17 years, in fact, of providing personal financial advice. But now she speaks, teaches, and writes in her firm, Real Wealth Collaborations. And she's also on the faculty of Sudden Money Institute, and serves as the Dean of Women at the Purposeful Planning Institute. So, very excited. Kathleen, welcome to the program.
Oh, I'm delighted that you invited me to join you, David.
Well, I have to tell you that you and I, we have a strong connection in that, you know, you made this transition to focusing in on this area of helping women who have been widowed and who are, you know, figuring out to how to move forward and the things they need to do. And that's why I love what you've done with the book and your whole mission, because I'm out here, you know, still in the field doing this every day, working with clients. And we do a lot of survivorship planning, and we do a lot of work to help them know what to do. And I literally just got off the phone with one of our clients. Her husband has passed, and we are updating the plan and making the changes that we knew we would need to make to accommodate her now in her new role as a survivor on her own. So I love what you're doing.
Well, that's so important, the work that you are providing, the direct services now. I used to do that.
Yes, yes.
Before I transitioned into this role. And I'm doing more now training of other advisors on,
excellent,
on how to help them. But
well, advisors,
as you know,
need training.
It's a growing number. When I was interviewed for U.S. News and World Report shortly after the book came out,
yes,
the journalist said, "My gosh, Kathleen, it's like a tsunami of widows coming down the pike. There's just, it's over 1 million a year come on board."
Wow.
And it's just amazing. Part of it is the aging baby boomers, I guess.
Oh, well, that's exactly what it is, Kathleen. You're spot on, because the baby boomers, some 70 million of them, they have transformed every single thing that they've touched as they've gone from, you know, being the baby boom to becoming now the oldest baby boomer turning 70.
Yeah.
That's really remarkable. I know we've got a lot of things to get into, but the thing that really struck me with one of the pieces of information you share with us for this program was that, and this statistic just really made me sit down and actually have to take a breath. 80% of men die married, 80% of women die single.
Yes, and it is, like some of those women were divorced, some never married, but a lot of them are widowed. So, but you look at the end of a woman's life, and 80% are going to be on their own. And of course, when you get married, you know, it's just like, you know, I promise you, it's forever and forever, and then widowhood hits you like it did me when I was age 60, and it was like, oh my gosh,
right?
This is not what we planned for. We planned for retirement together. We planned on doing things with the grandkids. We had, and all of a sudden, he's gone. And
yeah.
What does that mean? Because she may live, most widows, and that is, by the way, I was widowed at age 60, 1 month after my 60th birthday. We celebrated the 60th birthday as he was getting a chemo treatment.
Wow.
In the cancer center. But the average age that a wife becomes a widow is 59.4. And she might live for 15 more years on her own or longer. And when you think of the ramifications, emotionally, psychologically, and financially, it's tremendous.
It really is. I mean, I as you recognize, I do a lot of work in this area, and it is inherent to our planning, and we look at survivorship all the time. But even with that focus, Kathleen, I mean, this is really impactful, and it really makes me stop and think, wow, these statistics. And I know there's lots of them. And I love that you're sharing your personal story with us, because I think that, you know, that was obviously your inspiration, and you've taken the time from a wonderful perspective, being a financial advisor yourself, and then writing and helping other women understand the things that they really need to be thinking about with your guidebook. And I know it's available on Amazon.com. And of course, they can go to your website, KathleenRehl.com, and pick this up. And really, it's a step-by-step thing. And I love that, because this can be so overwhelming, especially for women who, where the husband, and I don't want to make too much of a stereotype here, but it does still exist, where the husband handled a lot of the finances and or maybe had a broker and she never really had a relationship or wasn't really involved. And all of a sudden now it's all in her lap.
And that is very, very true. That came through loud and clear. I and my research team completed it was the first ever national empirical database kind of research that was done last year. It was published in a refereed very scholarly publication in January, but in this survey of well over 1,100 women, there were many who, it was like a division of labor before hubby died.
Yeah.
And they were comfortable, they managed, yes, they may have managed the household finances, but, you know, they were taking care of kids, they were taking care of all kinds of other things. They had professional careers, they worked too, many of them. But the overall, the big picture, oftentimes that rested on their husband's shoulder. And unfortunately, if it was a case where they hadn't really discussed these things in advance, and if it was, especially if it was a sudden death or an unexpected death, they are left in double jeopardy, because there's the emotional impact of death and then not knowing anything or very little about the finances. That can be very, very, very difficult.
Scary. And you know, this is why, of course, and I'm sure you would agree with this, if you don't already have a plan in place and a trusted advisor, that you would advise women to move very slowly and cautiously about any big financial moves.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, there are, I refer to them as financial wolves out there.
You're right.
Who, they're not really competent financial advisors and planners. They're charlatans. But
you're right.
A widow may not know which direction to turn, she doesn't know what's right, and she may fall prey to these, especially if she's pushed. And anytime, if a widow is pushed to go too fast, too quickly, when her brain, in early widowhood, like when we're under great stress, our thinking is really compromised. You forget things. Many widows refer to me at this time as I was just in a fog. It just didn't make sense. So if they're pushed to do something very, very quickly, that is a big red flag. And I, in the book, I talk about don't make any big irrevocable decisions in that first year, because it can come back to bite you.
Very well put, Kathleen. And there, you know, I hate to have to agree with you, but you are 150% correct about there being the financial wolves out there. And, you know, there's also well-intending friends and family that, you know, can try to help. And one of the things that I always recommend, and I'm sure you would agree, is that, you know, the place for family and friends to get involved with your finances may be to be involved and maybe even attend meetings with financial advisors, especially if you're looking to change your advisor because you really didn't have a relationship with the advisor before the husband's death, or they're not really positioned or responding in a way to help the widow, that, you know, bring your friends to these meetings, especially if you're screening them, but, you know, kind of be careful about doing business and with family and friends.
Yes, and I've actually taught widows to use this phrase when they get a, quote, helpful comment from a family or friend member. You know, that's an interesting idea. I'll think about it, but it's way too early in the process. I'm just now starting to work with my financial advisor on figuring out what we're going to be doing, and I appreciate your ideas and your suggestions, but it's way too early for us to make a decision right now. So she's not really saying no to the person. She's saying, you know, I hear you and thank you, but it's too early.
Well, there you go. That's very good advice. If you're just joining us, wow. Kathleen Real, PhD, CFP, owner of Real Wealth Collaboration. She's an inspirational educator, speaker, author, and mentor. Kathleen Real, REHL.com. And the book, Moving Forward on Your Own, a financial guidebook for widows. Stay right there. Quick break and word from our sponsors.
Hello, I'm Brenda Campbell, General Manager at Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery. Cremation is a choice that is chosen by many today. Our caring professionals will gladly work with you to plan cremation services and memorializations that fulfill your wishes and honor the life lived. At Volusia Memorial Funeral Home and Cemetery, we offer a wide variety of options from urns for burial to many other choices. There are many ways to honor your loved one following a cremation. We can be reached at 386-673-5373 or our website, VolusiaMemorialFunerals.com. Volusia Memorial Funeral Home in Port Orange and Ormond Beach. Life well celebrated.
The Rice and Rose Law Firm is celebrating 30 years of service in Volusia and Flagler counties. I'm Paul Rice, and I'm board certified in divorce and family law. I focus on representing divorcing spouses over the age of 50. For those previously divorced individuals who desire to marry again but want to avoid the expense and acrimony of another contested divorce, I specialize in drafting prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You can contact me in our Daytona Beach office at 257-1222 or visit my website at ricerosenlaw.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Drake. My staff and I have enjoyed delivering excellent, lasting dental care to countless patients for many years. We are a modern dental practice offering a full range of services, including cosmetic, implant, Invisalign, and general dentistry. Additionally, I am one of only a few dentists licensed to perform IV sedation, sleep dentistry to help those of you who are anxious. My belief and commitment is to deliver outstanding dental care and positive patient experiences. We look forward to serving you. If you have a dental question or concern, don't hesitate to call us at 386-673-1611 or visit AtlanticDentists.com.
Hi, this is David Holland. I've been going to Dr. Drake's office for over 20 years. I trust them, and you can too.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals and couples plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his clients' shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. To learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we are back with Kathleen Real, PhD, certified financial planner as well, owner of Real Wealth Collaborations, KathleenReal.com, R-E-H-L on the end of that, KathleenReal.com, and the book, Moving Forward on Your Own, a financial guidebook for widows. I want to hit a couple of these statistics and then ask you a question, Kathleen, if I could. We talked about 80% of men die married, yet 80% of women die single. 70% of all married baby boomer wives will experience widowhood. You mentioned 1 million women join the growing ranks of over 12 million women who are currently widowed. I mean, we start looking at all of these statistics. Is it fair to say that the widowed experience is different for a female widow versus a male widower? I mean, how does that play into this?
I've done most of my work with what I'll call middle-aged and mature widows. And the clients that I've served are middle-aged and mature widows. So I'll speak from that perspective.
Okay, good.
And the Census Bureau hasn't gathered this data, but it's what I've seen and what others have shared with me. Many men, here is a statistic.
Okay.
If I can share.
Sure.
Most widowers, within 2 years after the death of their wife, have remarried.
Wow.
Conversely, with the mature widows, like age 55 to 64, what percentage of those do you think have remarried?
Oh, gosh, 25%?
8%.
Wow.
And then you get to my age, 65. My next birthday, I'm going to be 70. But my age, 65 and above, 2% of us.
Good grief. Why? Why?
When I do my workshops for widows, wives, and friends, I pull this statistic out and I say, okay, ladies, what's going on here? What's happening? And you would like to be a fly on the wall in those sessions. They come out with reasons like, well, if I remarried, I would lose my health care benefits. I would lose the benefits of my trust. There are problems with the estate and with financial, and it's too complex to get them mixed up together. And comments like, you know, I took care of Fred for 8 years with his cancer, and I loved him, and I'm going to do it again, but I'm not going to take care of another man.
Wow.
I'm enjoying my girlfriends now. I'm doing things on my own. I'm traveling. I'm doing things with the grandkids, with my church. I have a full, rich life. I was married to that man for 50 years, Kathleen. I wouldn't know where to start out. And this is another research study that I'm involved with. Where it's just starting right now. It's later life, love, and money. Widows transitioning, romance, and finance. And the interview, the data that I'm getting out of that. All right, so those are some of the reasons that the women don't. But on the men's side, what I've heard, this actually happened in one of the workshops I was doing. And it was in Florida. It was last year.
Okay.
And there were about 70 people. We had a big attendance. And there were only 3 guys there.
Wow.
Two of them were married, and they came with their spouse. They wanted to know about some things beforehand, very,
right.
very wise.
Right.
So there was one guy who was actually a widower, and I was complimenting him in front of the group, and I just talked about some of these statistics about men marrying quicker than women. And I said, you're very brave to come. Look at all these women. They're very brave to come here. And he stood up and he said, well, ma'am, I was kind of hoping to meet me a nice widowed lady here.
Wow. Well, so, hey, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was many of, and I've spoken with widowers, and they, especially the older fellows, they do not know how to deal with life on their own. As a married couple, it was the wife who really coordinated the social calendar. You know, we're playing bridge with the Smiths on this weekend. Or what are we going to do for Christmas vacation? Are we going to have the kids here? Are we going to go to Chicago? Or these kinds of things. And it was that link to the world, if you will. And when she is gone, many of them are just lost. They don't know their way. I've had widowers say, I didn't know my way around the kitchen. He said, I was pathetic when I went grocery shopping.
Wow.
And it. And other women have said to me, you know, I'm not going to, this guy just wants me for a housekeeper. There's a delightful new movie. In fact, it won an award. I'll See You in My Dreams. And it's about a lady who's been widowed for several years, and she's getting back into, she goes through speed dating. And what the guys say, one guy says, I want you to know, I need to have you around all the time. another guy has some of his physical needs at the top of the priority discussion. And the other one is just, he's just hopeless. And she says, what? This is supposed to be the way I lead my life? No, thank you. I'm not interested.
Yeah. Wow.
So I have personally seen big differences in the way many, I'm not going to generalize because every widow and every widower is different. But
you've got, yeah, that's all true, and I agree with that, and that's very differential, but, the numbers don't lie. I mean, we start talking about enough of a pool of number of people, you've got some statistics here that are very revealing, and it's a reality check for women, and that's why I've loved that you've written this book, Moving Forward on Your Own, a financial guidebook for widows, and it's just wonderful. I've got more questions for you, Kathleen. We're going to grab a break real quick, come back. I want to talk about what actions a couple can take before one of them dies so we can be as prepared as possible. Stay right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, I'm Teresa Ram with the Volusia Flagler YMCA. The YMCA has 6 locations to help you and your family reach their health and fitness goals. The WISE child care programs provide a safe and nurturing environment. So whether it's Kids Zone while you're working out, after school enrichment programs, kids fitness programs, or Camp Winona Resident Camp, the Y is a safe place for your child. For more information, check out www.vfymca.org.
Hello, this is David Holland. You already know from listening to this program that I'm very careful about my financial advice. It will come as no surprise then that I feel the same way about my other recommendations. If you love traditional, authentic Greek food as much as I do, then there's just one place to go, the Greek Town Taverna at 150 North Nova Road in Ormond Beach. is just around the corner from my office, so you'll see me there for lunch at least a couple times a week. They've got stuffed grape leaves, gyros, lamb chops, octopus, and baklava. You can find all of these wonderful homemade Greek favorites every day of the week. They offer a wide variety of wine and beer to pair with your meal as well. Visit GreektownTaverna.com or call 386-944-9526 for more information. I'll see you there.
Done right, done on time, or it's free. Hi, this is Steve Tassinelli, and I'm a CPA with Holland Tax and Accounting Services. Our tax team holds the same values our clients have trusted for almost 20 years at Holland Financial. We have the expertise to help you manage your financial priorities year-round, not just during tax season. Whether you're an individual or a business, you can rely on Holland Tax for personalized service and attention to detail. Call 386-671-7526 to have your taxes done right, done on time, or it's free. That's 386-671-7526.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are treated today with Kathleen Real, PhD, Certified Financial Planner, owner of Real Wealth Collaborations. The website, again, Kathleen Real, R-E-H-L.com. It's a mouthful, but I want to make sure you know how to spell it when you go online, KathleenReal.com. And the book, Moving Forward on Your Own, a financial guidebook for widows. So what can the couples do, the smart things they need to do before something happens, Kathleen?
And this is so important. And I was, shortly after the book came out, and I was at a luncheon, and the lady looked across the table and said, "Oh, I know you, because I saw you. You were featured in the Tampa Tribune paper, and you wrote that article about the book that you wrote, but I'm never going to need to have your book because my husband, Fred, takes care of everything."
Oh, boy.
all right, that was a case where she was in total la-la land, and I looked at Fred. He looked older than she did, and I thought, we'll see about this.
But yeah, really.
What can they do? They need to talk. Are the trusts and the wills up to date?
Oh, yeah.
You know, the who was named as an executor 10 years ago may not even be there. And there are
exactly.
Other family changes.
Oh, that happens all the time. I see that all the time, yeah. Kathleen. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and actually a stale trust is worse than an out-of-date will, as you know, with the changes in trust laws that have happened. Are the beneficiaries named correctly on a retirement plan? Also, on a life insurance, is that correct? Because the retirement plan and the life insurance is going to pass outside separately from the will or the trust. I've had heartbreaking situations with one widow. We were settling the husband's estate. She was a new client, and I hadn't worked with her before. There were three insurance policies. Two of the policies, she was named correctly. The third one, he named his ex-wife. He never had gotten around to changing that beneficiary. They had been divorced for 20 years, and that left the widow wondering, I wonder if he really wanted her to have that.
What a horrible thing to have. Not just the money, but that memory and lingering question.
Yes. What's in the safe deposit box? What are the passwords and the pins that the survivor will need to access the account? You'd be amazed at how the difficulties of, he kept them in his head. That's where he kept them. Where are the investments and why are the investments?
The why is as important as the where.
Yes. And all these things don't need to be discussed one single day. I suggest that the couple carve out some time. Maybe it's Sunday night and you have a cup of tea or your glass of wine or a favorite beverage and you start talking about a few of these things at a time. Because it can be emotional because you're thinking about that time ahead. But it's so important to not do what that woman at the table said, I'm never going to need to deal with this.
Right.
Of thinking, what if scenario? Who should be called? Who is the financial advisor? You know, who is the attorney? So that the survivor. And it's not a case of, if one of us dies someday, it's going to be when one of us dies someday, because that's the way the plan is. We're all going to leave at some point, and there will be a survivor, be it the husband or the wife.
Well, I got to tell you, Kathleen, one of the things that you talked about, where the money is, why it's there, and also in regard to the advisor, if she hasn't met the advisor, shame on both of them, because it's so important. And I'll give you an example. I don't have a single client that I have not met, even if one of them, be it a husband or wife, that we haven't met and they don't know who we are. And I insist, and I push, and once in a while I'll make an exception, but I push for active participation by both, especially the one who's not as involved in the finances. And sometimes they come in and I put stuff up on a screen, you know, so we go through it and talk about it. And their eyes are like, wow, they've never seen it.
That's a wonderful service you're offering, David. And that's, you may be aware, but most widows have not had that contact with the advisors. I've had widows who've come to me who've said, yeah, Harry, their deceased husband, got his hot tips on the golf course
right. With
the financial planner.
Right.
Not really. Maybe there was a meet and greet at the very beginning, but that's the one and only time that they've seen him.
Hmm.
And so there is no kind of a relationship. And oftentimes that advisor doesn't really understand how to deal with her grief, you know, what kind of language to use with her, what things are important, how she's thinking or not thinking. And that's why most widows fire the advisors that they've used before, because that person just doesn't get them.
70%. That is a staggering statistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I tell you what, I think she's got every right. If she is not,
yeah,
doesn't know, doesn't have a relationship, yeah, doesn't, I mean, and I got to tell you, I'll wrap up with this, Kathleen. One of my proudest things, accomplishments or experiences with when a husband brought his wife in, and they'd been doing it all themselves, and I could tell he knew that something was coming. He just knew. And he pretty much hand-delivered her to us for him to start working with the two of them. He was used to doing it himself, but he knew that he wasn't going to be there long. And so when this happened, and it did, it wasn't that long after, she had already established a relationship where she had not, never, ever been involved, because he just handled all of it himself. What a wonderful thing.
Yeah, and what comfort that had to have been for her. And it was a comfort for him, too, as time came closer.
And that's a reality check for the men that are do-it-yourselfers. And, you have to understand that that's the way it's going to work. Well, we got to wrap up here, Kathleen. I love everything you're doing. Real quick, where can the listeners find out more information about attending one of your maybe in-person events?
On my website, which was given before, KathleenMill.com, there is a tab about speaking, and there's a link that they can go to see the many places. I'm now, in the last couple of years, plus the beginning of this, I've done over 100 presentations across
Wonderful.
The country. So.
Love it. Kathleen Real, ladies and gentlemen, and the website, KathleenReal.com. Moving forward on your own, a financial guidebook for widows. Love you, Kathleen. I love it. I'm so glad you could be with us.
Well, I thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share this information.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.